Who led the development of the strategy?
The strategy was developed by producers for producers. It was an effort between national and provincial organizations across the country. Strategies about how the industry can work together. All the organizations take a larger share of the world marketplace for beef, and Canada produces high-quality beef product that the world wants. And hopefully it'll build on the foundation pieces of the past and the history that we've had to go through in this country, and enable the beef industry to move forward and flourish in a manner that's more responsive to the current and future demands of how beef trade works in the world.
What were the factors leading to the content and timing of the strategy?
There's a number of issues, of course, and a number of challenges that were at play or are at play still in the Canadian beef industry. A number of challenges that we thought about back in, I guess, a year and a half ago now, where we looked at some of the opportunities that would be coming in the near future and in the distant future. And so when we looked at those opportunities, we understood that, you know, world demand is going to be high for that high-quality protein in the next number of years, we believe, especially in the developing nations. We also saw the market access that had been interrupted by the BSE situation in Canada coming back into play as more trade was opened up globally for Canadian products, especially Canadian beef at this time. And we see that it's very important for us to position ourselves to be able to move the beef industry, the cattle industry forward from the Canadian standpoint because of those reasons. One of the things that we've really looked at is the fact that we're always competing, of course, against some of the other agriculture commodities. And the demand for land and the demand for opportunity through buying land and through renting land, extremely high because the opportunity, the price of the land is of course driven by the commodity that it produces. And so the opportunity for us in our industry, we believe that we have to be more efficient. We believe that we have to take some of the highs and lows out of our industry in order for us to be able to compete for some of those capital investments like land and to be able to move forward with the industry in that way. In Canada, it seems we're always worried about things like labor and the limited amount of labor and so on. And so when we look at some of the factors that contribute to labor in the cattle industry, we know that we have to be very efficient, and we know that we have to use some modern technologies and do things in a very efficient manner to be able to get the most out of the opportunities that we have. So I think in the Canadian cattle industry, we're in a position where we need to grow, and growth has to be something that we pay attention to. And how do we grow in our industry? I think for years there's been cattle cycles that have really driven the industry up and down, and the economics and the risks around the cattle cycle have sometimes, you know, taken some people out of the industry and added more in. And I think for us to really stabilize our industry, we need to find a spot where we can take the most advantage of the opportunities. We need to find where we need to be. We need to be able to find a way to take advantage of those trade opportunities that we currently have and to absolutely use them to the max, because in our industry, of course, when we look at the global situation, the global market, we know that we piece our animals out. One animal goes to many different countries, many different markets. So we have to be able to grow to the point where we can service those markets and be able to, you know, carry through with the processing, with the harvesting of our animals in a very, very efficient way, and be able to take advantage of those markets that we have. And so in order to do that, we have to have the numbers that make it efficient for us to process and of course harvest those animals. I also believe that it's extremely important for industry to work together as we move forward in the cattle industry in Canada. And by industry working together, I mean from the very grassroots level, so from the cow-calf producer up through the backgrounder and through the finisher, as well as working together with people that process the harvesting of our animals and then the processing of our animals, and especially also the retail. And so through the strategy, what we've done is we've brought everybody together, and we believe the timing is of essence to get this thing done in the right way. We have brought everybody together into one room to discuss where the industry needs to go. With the strategy, the way it's moving forward now, we've done that successfully, along with our funders, which are the provinces, along with our industry leaders, and we've been able to move the strategy forward to the point of where we now are, where we want to be with the strategy and with where we need to go when we look at some goals and how we're going to accomplish those goals.
The strategy is built around four pillars. What are those four pillars?
The four pillars are demand, competitiveness, productivity, and connectivity. That was developed right from the beginning with the provinces involved. Demand, of course, is to increase the value of carcass cutout values, and our goal is 15% increase by 2020. It's about getting the right product to the right customer every time. Competitiveness is to reduce the disadvantages that the main competing countries have by 7% by the year 2020. And that's something that's been ongoing by beef industry leaders for quite some time to get that done. Productivity is to increase our efficiency by 15% by 2020. And that's a key part of the strategy where producers are in the driver's seat to get the best tools they have in front of them to help them do that. And the fourth overarching pillar is connectivity, which is enhancing the synergies within industry, connecting positively with the consumers and government partners and industry. All stakeholders will need to be committed to this to share the business and common goal of enhancing the viability of Canada's beef industry. We live in an information society nowadays where word travels so fast, information travels so fast that we can be seen anywhere within seconds. And being connected and prepared to communicate in a meaningful and a proper way when events or something happens, and we can also use that for show the benefits of our product instantly. Canada has an abundance of natural resources and the finest and beef cattle producers in the world. So if we can combine that with a focused energy from all the stakeholders in this industry under this national strategy, and we can take advantage of great opportunities coming to us.
Why should producers invest in the strategy?
Well, I believe it's important for every producer in Canada to invest in the strategic plan. And the reasons why are pretty simple. I believe for our industry to thrive and to add stability to our industry, we have to look at presenting priorities, goals, and some funding needs to be able to ensure that we thrive well into the future. So we can have long-term goals or we can have short-term goals, but I think for our industry, it's extremely important that not only do we think about tomorrow, we also think about the future. And when I say the future, I think about 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road. I think about how our industry will stabilize, how we won't have the extreme highs and lows. And all of us understand the highs and lows from the BSE era. So what we had was extreme lows, and now, of course, I would almost venture to say that the last few months of 2014, we've had some extreme highs. And the highs are good, but the lows are awful, and it's really hard to make it through those lows. So what we've done with the strategy, and the reason that all producers will benefit, is we've set those priorities, we've set those goals, and we've set some of the funding needs that we would need to ensure that we take some of the instability out of our industry, to ensure also that our industry would thrive well into the future, not just the next year, 2 or 3 years, but well into the future. So it's really important for me to look at this in a very positive manner where we see the next generation coming along and where we see the opportunity for investment in our industry to be able to present some very positive goals and some very positive priorities. We'll be able to accomplish our goal of taking that instability out of our industry. And so while every producer in Canada, of course, pays a checkoff, they have levies that they pay to their respective provinces on each animal marketed, I think it's extremely important that every one of those dollars is invested wisely. And so how do we invest those wisely? Each producer benefits, of course, when we defend certain policy and regulation within government, within Canada, when we defend certain things around marketing and promotion. When we look at marketing outside of Canada on a global level, when we look at promotion within Canada, marketing within Canada. And so it's a broad spectrum of marketing promotion. And of course, when we look at research is extremely important. When I think about the future and when I think about how our cattle industry will thrive in the future, we have to look at research. As I've talked about efficiencies, I believe that research is one of the most important things that we can do to improve the efficiency and the stability of our industry in the next 5 to 10, 15 to 20 years. So it's a long-term thing. And so while research, at times we don't see the benefits immediately, those are the kinds of things we talk about when we talk about the future. And so with research, add stability, marketing promotion, adds what I call the near stability, like the next year, the next 2 years, and also into the future, but the next year or two, so you can see where the marketing and the promotion will help in that area. And of course, with policy, when we talk about interprovincial or federal policy within Canada extremely important that we get the policies right, that we get the regulations right, so that we're able to do our job as cattle producers in Canada. I think it's very important that we as producers realize that policy and regulation in reality affects every single producer with the work that he or she does every single day that they're producing an animal. And it's also one of those things that we don't see, that don't jump out at us, but one of those things that as we move down the road, we see that if we don't have the right policy, we don't have the right regulatory situation around an issue, we have to pay the price. And so it's very important to defend that. So when we talk about the research or the marketing, and we look back at the national checkoff, the dollar, the $2, the $3, whatever the case may be, that goes toward the research and the marketing, both checkoff dollars are very significant when it comes to investing both at the provincial and at the national level. So what that does, those dollars that we take from our producer investments are leveraged against government dollars. When we look at the leverage that we have on the government dollars, we first and foremost have to produce industry dollars to be able to invest into research and promotion activities. That is then leveraged up to $3 of government funding for each dollar of producer funding. And so the importance of this $1 turning into a $4 investment is extremely important for us to move our industry in the direction that we need to go. If we don't have the opportunity to collect the producer dollars, so for example, the $1 of industry investment or the $1 of producer investment for research and promotion, of course, we won't be able to leverage the additional $3 of government funding for that industry promotion and research. The extreme importance of being able to leverage, turning that $1 into $4 investment, is something that will help to move our industry forward, or else we'll keep our industry from moving forward. For us to achieve the goals that we've identified in the strategic plan, it's estimated that we would require a projected investment of approximately $19 million. So an additional projected investment of approximately $19 million means that we will have to be very aggressive in looking at how we're going to be able to address research and promotion and marketing activities, along with defending the policy and the regulation around the cattle industry as a whole. We know that if we're not involved in the policy and regulatory discussions that we have with government, both at the provincial and at the federal level, we'll have a difficult time in moving our industry forward and moving the thinking of our industry forward. And so the extreme importance cannot be overstated when it comes to defending policy with our government and with the governments within the provinces. I believe that it's also extremely important for industry leaders to lead the industry. And when I think about industry leaders, I think about organizations such as the National Cattle Feeders, Beef Cattle Research Council. I think of the Beef Breeds Council, Canada Beef, and of course, I think about the Canadian Cattlemen's Association and the Canadian Meat Council and some of these organizations. And it's extremely important for us as industry leaders to have a vision as to where we need to go for our industry. And these organizations are the people who know what the day-to-day workings of our industry is, although each one of us on our own farms or on our own in our own businesses, on our own operations, know what we're doing. We sometimes get a little bit of a smaller picture of what we need to be doing to move our industry forward in the big scheme of things. And I think it's extremely important that organizations such as the ones I've mentioned move forward in a very aggressive way to ensure that our cattle industry, our beef industry in Canada, is alive and healthy for many years to come.